Chapter 3. We sin because we are part of a sinful situation. Michael Ramsay, Archbishop of Canterbury, 1961 through 1974, Canterbury Pilgrim. 1. He died 2 years later in the summer of 1965. I met him only 3 times after that first encounter, but those meetings ensured I became involved in the mystery of 1968. They all took place within weeks of Marina's party. I was anxious to respond to his invitation to Oxford, so as soon as my second year exams were finished, I wrote him a note which read, "Dear Dr. Aysgarth, if you have a moment to spare, I'd like to ask you how far Joachim of Flora's philosophy predates Karl Marx's theory of history. I could come up to Oxford any time now. Yours sincerely, N. Darrow." In reply, he wrote back, "Dear Nick, how nice to hear from you. Now that term's ended and my undergraduates have finished having nervous breakdowns, I'm free as air. Come up for the weekend, and we'll pull Joachim to pieces. Yours, Christian." I went up for the weekend. He had an unexpectedly large house in North Oxford, a fact which reminded me that Katie came from a wealthy family. There was a tousled garden with a bumpy tennis court in the middle of it. The house was comfortable, but its youngest inhabitants, 2 little Aysgarths aged 5 and 2, ensured that it was not oppressively tidy. I knew little about children in those days, but these girls seemed unusually bright and well-behaved. An au pair female pitter-pattered in the background, but Katie did most of the cooking herself. The food was Frenchified but plentiful. I ate voraciously and remembered to offer to help with the washing up. Katie said no, no, but was pleased I had volunteered. Christian said no, no, and bore me off to his study for mind-stretching conversations about Joachim of Flora. But since people kept dropping in and the phone kept ringing, our discussions tended to be fragmentary. I was impressed by the Aysgarths' popularity.